Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 99. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the map is in his head. It's Ben!
Well, hello, Aludra. How are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing all right, Ben, and can I just say, I do not do a Sean Connery. I can't.
That's quite all right. The map is in my head.
It's on your head?
No, it's in my head. That's what I said. Don't you know? It's actually a little high. I don't know why. You should be talking like this. Most things in here don't react well to bullets.
Ben is silly, guys.
Yeah, I try. How you doing?
He succeeds. I'm doing well, Ben.
Well, that's good. I'm really happy to hear that.
Countdown to the next time Ben asks. Go.
Did I ask again? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not doing as well. I'm a little out of it. I'm slightly sick. And I'll stop asking how well you're doing. So take that. I don't care anymore.
Ben does care. That's the trick. He genuinely cares because he's a good guy.
Aww. So what have you been up to?
Well, I haven't been up to much. I'm up to date on all my shots.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I see you went to the vet.
Yes, and I can now socialize well with others.
Okay, that's good. Don't have to worry about parvo or rabies or anything like that?
None of that kennel cough like you've got.
Good. Jeez, that is what I have. Sarah left me in the kennel and went to BlizzCon. What's up with that? You wouldn't believe how many times my butt got sniffed by other dogs.
I have a feeling, actually. I don't think I'd be that shocked, Ben.
I would be. Anyways. What have you been up to other than getting your shots?
Well, just getting my shots was such an ordeal. It took up a lot of my time. But besides that, I've been kind of missing Raid a lot because I've been sleeping.
Well, I will tell you.
I am the worst raider ever.
We have officially put Spider-Bird on farm status.
That's awesome.
We didn't exactly have a completely clean fight last night, but we succeeded on the first attempt.
That's because I wasn't there.
No, that had nothing to do with it, actually. If you were there, it might have been cleaner.
That's what I meant.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah, that's what it was.
Ben's sick. I should cut him a break.
Thanks.
But Minion 2 turned 15.
That's still crazy to me.
Yeah. I snuck out and went to BlizzCon for an afternoon.
And it was so great to see you. I was so happy and I gave you all the hugs.
Ben did give me all the hugs. It was really awesome. And we'll update on the state of things in a bit. Let me see. What else have I been up to? Oh, I came into a bit of money, and I've been sponsoring all of our raid team's alchemists.
I appreciate that, by the way. I still haven't gotten the level 3 recipe yet, though.
Money via bloods, but still.
Yeah, I actually spent a lot of, actually all of my bloods and a good chunk of my money on more mats and still no level 3 flask.
Yeah. But at least now I told you how to get them.
Yeah.
I know so much about alchemy. I am not an alchemist.
Well, you know, you should start because of equivalent exchange and all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Completely. I don't know. Those roses are going for a lot of gold. That does not seem equivalent to me at all.
Pretty much.
What about you, Ben, besides getting what I can only hope is a mild strain of confluenza.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's mild because 2 days ago I was even worse.
Yeah.
3 days ago I was worse than that. So it's slowly getting better, and now I'm just kind of like congested and, kind of runny nose and coughing every now and then. I've been, so these right here, these Ricola.
Ricola!
They're not a sponsor, but I would like to say that the mixed berry with vitamin C supplement drops, they're pretty good. I enjoy them.
That's awesome to hear.
Quite a bit. So, yeah, I haven't been doing too much in-game except for pet farming and getting a legendary.
Everybody's got one but me.
Yeah, I got mine from Nightfall and Emissary Chest. It was great. I did my my Withered Army training and everything and, you know, failed miserably at it. And then I'm like, open up the chest. I'm like, oh, fine, no fox mount today. And then I turned in my emissary quests and opened it up, and there was a legendary inside, so I have new legendary shoulders.
Unfair.
No, it's... You'll get yours soon.
Because I'll get one eventually, I know.
They're dropping like candy now, so... Like,
hey, you know what? That does not make me feel better.
Well, no, I'd be very surprised if you didn't get one within the next like couple days.
I've been doing all my emissaries.
Okay. Well, then what you're missing is you need to come to raid more, and then one will drop there.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. So Sunday, come Sunday, if you do not have a legendary drop, then I will console you and say, just wait longer.
Yeah, right? The only problem is by the time raid rolls around, I'm so tired lately.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm so tired. I had a nap and sleep in just to make it here.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I am too, because I like hanging out with Ben. Ben is great.
What have you sacrificed?
Daytime.
Oh, that works. I mean, you're a demon hunter, so you sacrifice everything.
I am the leader of demon hunters, okay? Illidan Senpai chose me. He noticed me.
Well, that works.
Guys, he noticed me.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
So Ben is sick and loopy. I am just loopy on principle. This promises to be a really fun show.
Yeah.
So let's dive right into the news and see if we can't loop this stuff up.
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
Boing.
Boing indeed. So, BlizzCon happened.
Yes, BlizzCon was a thing, and like I said, I didn't think I'd be able to go. I honestly, day one of BlizzCon, I felt so rotten. There's really no words for how bad I was doing. Like, you guys, I could barely make it through opening ceremonies.
Yeah, there was no way you would have been able to do it live.
No. So, I spent all day asleep. Honestly, first day. And when I wasn't asleep, I was up for about 6 total hours that day.
Yeah.
And I was all bummed and sad that I wasn't going to see my friends who were so close because I live so close.
Well, see, and you were just hibernating for day two.
Day two, it was still really difficult, honestly, if I'm completely honest with myself.
I should have
left before the Weird Al show, like, just when it started. But I didn't because I wanted to see Ben and everybody.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I felt really bad that it took me so long to get there, but I was running around doing a bunch of stuff, and then I finally got to the guild hall and got to see you, and then I was a jerk and left and went to the Weird Al show, but you were still there when I came back, and I was so happy, and we talked for forever.
How dare Ben meet a life goal and live the dream? How dare he?
Yeah,
I know. All points to Aludra.
I'm a jerk.
So... Ben's really not a jerk. I did not know that was a lifetime goal of his, but even then, I fully supported him going to the concert. I was like, go to your concert. I stole his french fries, you guys. Aludra stole so much from Ben.
And they were good fries, too. But I wouldn't say that you really stole them. I gave them to you because
french
fries.
They were good fries, and he was very full by then.
Mm-hmm. I had a gigantic burger.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some show news before we get into the BlizzCon news, and
because show is important.
As much as I would like to present this, I really think that it should go to you. So go ahead and talk about it.
Ben can't bring himself to say it, is what he's saying. Okay, so Race to the Finish 3 has come and gone, and with your help and support, I, Aludra, am the proud owner of the Triple Crown. Ben is going to insert much cheering here. Like, yeah. We're talking crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely counting on you to do that, Ben.
Yep, and we'll just say there's much rejoicing.
Yes, there is. So there was much cheering and stuff. I got the Triple Crown. It is awesome. Not as grand as I wanted it to be, but that's all on me.
No, that's part on me too.
And so I've got a year to make it this grand ordeal thing before next year for Risk the Finish Four.
You know what? We should turn the Triple Crown into a trophy too.
Yeah, we should.
Just make it like, okay, you've seen basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they had the Denslow Cup? It was like just a bowl, and then mm-hmm. they just made it into a gigantic trophy. We've got to do something like that.
We should.
Okay. Well,
when it's your year, you can mount it.
Get the crowns to me this year. I'll win, and then I will bronze them and then turn it into a giant trophy.
Yeah, but then we'll lose all the cool signatures and stickers and stuff if you bronze them.
Fine. Make my job hard.
I will. Okay, so I would like to thank you all for making this possible. Without you, I'd be like Ben with zero crowns and no t-shirt. Because that's right, guys. I stole this shirt and I'm wearing it right now as of this recording.
Yeah.
And it's a good shirt.
I have a feeling you're going to wear it every recording.
No, I won't do that to you, because I managed to not wear my lovely crowns every recording.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, in Blizzard news, we learned some stuff from BlizzCon. There's actually a new charity pet coming to the store. That's right. Mischief the Felkitty is coming out December 1st. Now, so the problem is that no one actually asked if this pet was going to be giftable, and I'm sorry. I wasn't at the Q&A. I was doing other stuff, like hence the running around that I had before. So I didn't get a chance to ask. And, well, you know what? I really let you down. But the thing is, it's not on you. It's not on me, actually. But Blizzard, please make sure that these things are giftable right away. I mean, I know
that... Or at least make it clear immediately.
Yeah. And the thing is that Argy or whatever you want to call him, the goat, he wasn't giftable right away. But if I remember correctly, Brightpaw was pretty fast. So it's just one of those things where as long as it's giftable before the end of the year when it's no longer for charity, I'll be happy because I know that Blizzard will make a ton more money that way. I mean, I prefer to give them out as gifts when it's charity, just because it goes to a really good cause as well as brighten someone's day.
I think Argy's still not giftable, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I know. It bothers me a lot.
That's just bad.
It's really bad.
Thanks
that was
for
really
along.
Bad. Wow, we're terrible. Okay.
We're just kids at heart.
Yeah, we really are. Brawler's Guild is coming back, which we assume means Clockham is a prize at round 4 of the Brawler's Guild. No news on new pets in this expanded and improved Brawler's Guild, though. But we will let you know closer to launch because,
we'll find stuff out.
We're going to let you know. We're going to get that info. We're going to let you know. We're going to sing its praises and yell if it's bad, but we won't goat bleed about it again. Sorry.
You have a Clockham, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Good. You just rammed your way through the prelims and got up to round 4?
No, I went as far as I could.
Nice.
I spent like a couple weeks doing it on downtime.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in Pandaria's last time I did it. I didn't do it at all during Draenor. So I'm looking forward to going back, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll play that out.
You did it before Draenor. Yeah,
because that's when we did a big, huge guild thing and stuff, and we all rode the Zeppelin together, and you were there.
Cool.
Yeah. So, in other news, Ian Hazzikostas had 3 words for the future of pet battles. This was actually brought up during the Q&A panel, and I was very excited. You were really excited. Those 3 words were pet battle dungeon. Now, see, the thing is, there are no actual further details, so I'm going to speculate wildly along with Aludra, and we're going to be a little irresponsible and hopefully come up with something that's way better than what they think, or way not as good as what they're doing, and then everybody's going to be surprised.
Yeah. Now,
personally, what I would like to do is I would like to actually, have my pets, like, in a team, like a group, like, you know, you pick your 3, whatever. then you send them into a dungeon that's, like, only accessible through, like, this small crack in the wall or something. Like, there's still the little, like, dungeon portal thing there. And, like, you can't go in, so they just have to go in. And then it's like playing, like, old-school Final Fantasy, where you kind of go around and then you're fighting things in there and stuff like that and until you get to the boss and then you kill the boss. And I just think something like that would be really fun and interesting, and it'd be entirely new gameplay. But that's just me.
That is an entire break from what we're doing in Pet Battles, Ben.
Oh, I know, but it just...
So, way to go in the wild speculation and irresponsibility part.
Oh, thanks. You know, I embrace that when I can't.
Yes. I think it's going to be something more along the lines of the Argent Tournament, but probably laxer than the Argent Tournament. Argent Tournament, I still feel, is kind of raid-quality content.
You mean the Celestial Tournament?
What?
The Celestial Tournament? Where
That's what I meant, yes. The Celestial Tournament.
I was picturing my little pets on the backs of, like, mounts riding around and charging and throwing spears and stuff. I'd be okay with that, too.
It's been a while since I've been there. They're both the Argent Tournament now. But, okay, so the Celestial Tournament, I feel, is more raid quality, whereas I'm hoping for, again, a weekly rotation of guys that you're going to face off with.
Yeah.
That changes, but not so strict team A, team B. I want one guy from team A, one guy from team B, you know, and mix and matches and stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe all guys from team A. And then I'd like to see, you know, you can heal in between. Maybe that's why we're stocking up on so many dang Band-Aids.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And, maybe that's why these Band-Aids are so important. It's a sign, you know, like just before a save. Oh, look, a save point and a bunch of health potions. And,
see?
Oh,
it's
there's
Final
a big
Fantasy.
Boss.
I was right.
Yeah. And I want to see stuff like that. And I would like to see coolness. And I don't know. For some reason, I keep imagining it happening in UP.
Okay.
I don't know why. Since he said Pet Battle Dungeons, I just keep imagining it in that backdrop. Like, we're going back to Wrath of the Lich King, and we're running UP again.
And there's little itty-bitty baby proto-drakes. Yeah, okay, I can see that. Sure, why not?
Yeah, poor Utgard. It's been sadly abandoned since we left.
Yeah, there's no one painting faces with blood. It's really sad.
Hey, totally kind of off topic here, but the is there a new I'll paint your face with my blood thing with the whole the guys when they go charging in at you now, they don't say paint your face with blood, they say something else, and it just reminds me of that so much.
Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't done that enough.
You haven't run around in the
In Stormheim? No, I run away from them fast enough. I'm a healer. So I run away a lot.
Oh. Okay. So anyways, yes, I always imagine us in UP doing this, and I know that's way off, but I'd like to see it in the backdrop of old dungeons.
Yeah, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah. You go in there, and it's like, oh, executives, too soon, says the mini rags boss.
Because he's tiny. Which, by the way, holy crap, that mini rags skin for Ragnaros and Heroes of the Storm is a must-have for me.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to get back into Heroes just to play Ragnaros because that seems awesome. But the fact that they have a little rag, like, skin is great.
That's so awesome.
See, that involves pet battles, so I thought I'd bring it up.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping the prizes will be good, too.
That'd be pretty good.
Argent Tournament awarded, what, 4 pets and some various sundries and good things?
The Celestial Tournament sure did.
That's what I meant again. They're all the Argent Tournament from now on.
Yeah, there were 4 pets. Well, that's kind of about it for the most part. But he had to run it like, let's see, 9-10 times in order to be able to buy all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eh, whatever. So apparently there is live game news. There's a hotfix that's been put in. So that the players will no longer lose their Celestial Invitation upon starting the quest, A Celestial Invitation. So
we imagine that would have been problematic.
Yeah, I still need to get 6 of them, 6 of those pets, and I've been running it quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been running it a lot, and I don't have it. So, yeah. Dang, guys. I mean, I will run all three and get nothing on some of my tunes. So,
yeah, it's just one of those things where you have to go in and, you know, hope and pray that you get what you want.
I had to drop it all, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
A drop at all you got to hope and pray for. This isn't fun. This, like, really isn't fun.
No, but I do enjoy the old content, though, so I'm really not too, like, ticked off at it yet, because I like, you know, Wrath of the Lich King Dungeon, or Raids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a bummer sometimes when you're just like, I ran that whole thing and didn't see a drop.
Yeah, these are big places. Like, big mm-hmm. places.
Yeah, and if you only need something off the Lich King, it's going to take a while.
I need something off the Lich King.
Me too! Let's be friends!
We are friends!
Yay! It worked.
We don't run this together, because then we'll fight over the pets, though.
That's true.
We're greedy. Me and Ben. We're very greedy when it comes to these pets.
But the best kind of greedy. So it's yep. okay.
It's all in good fun and the spirit of competition, a pet I do not have.
That is true. So, you know, we're talking about going to a place and not really getting everything that you want. I have good news for you, Ludra. I know
what
of a place.
Is that
I know of a place where you can go and get everything that you want.
Is it Ben's BlizzCon bag, because I stole all the stuff from there and got all the crowns too?
It is not that. It is actually at doghousesystems.com. If Aww. You are looking for a new PC, go over to doghousesystems.com and you can get what you want. That's right. They have top of the line systems and, you know, even more top of the line systems. You know, when I want to say that they have a lower end system, for them, it's lower end. For me, holy crap, it's a huge upgrade. In fact, I wouldn't mind getting their lowest end system. But here's the thing. If you go to doghousesystems.com, place your order, put in Battle Pets for the promo code, you actually get double the memory for free. That's right, folks. Double the memory. So that means if you're ordering 8, you get 16. If you're ordering 16, you get 32. Gadzooks. You might even have a motherboard that's like, I can't really handle 32, but whatever, I'll put it in there.
No, they're not irresponsible, Ben.
Yeah, I know. I know they're not. But head over to doghousesystems.com, use Battle Pets for your promo code, and you'll get double the memory for free and the computer of your dreams.
Yay!
You know what else fills my dreams? That's right, Aludra. Magic. And magic is the theme of this month's Loot Crate.
Oh, yeah, but we don't mean the gathering, folks.
No, it is actually magic the theme, meaning you get things from Doctor Strange, the brand new Marvel movie that has hit theaters last Friday. You get things from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's right, something from the Harry Potter universe. There's Big Trouble in Little China and other magical things. And I can't tell you how excited I am for this box, because seriously, I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm really looking forward to Fantastic or Magical Beasts and whatever that is. The Harry Potter movie, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. But Doctor Strange, I'm planning on seeing that this weekend, and just like, okay, everything in this is going to be something that I want. So head over to trylootcrate.com/battlepets, and you can get yourself a new loot crate. Lootcrate.com/battlepets. Use Bridge10 for the promo code. You'll get 10% off. And now, let's take a step into boss battles.
Round 1. Fight. Boss battles.
Alright, stop the rats. Stop the rats. Make them go and not come back.
That's right, folks. This week's boss battle is Fight Night Rats. So we fight Splint Jr. And you might have guessed by now, he's a rat.
He's a rat!
So Splint Jr.'s first ability is Scratch. Now Splint Jr. will scratch your pet, dealing critter damage. It's pretty much, you know, just a basic rat thing. It's what they do.
Yep, his next ability is Poison Fang, which I personally think of as rabies.
Ooh.
This ability will instantly deal beast damage to your pet, and also poisons the target for an additional elemental damage per round for 5 rounds.
So, it's a beast ability that also hits for elemental damage. That's kind of odd. But that being said, Splint Jr.'s last ability is Stampede. Now, you will actually start a Stampede causing critter damage. When your pet is hit by Stampede, it will take double damage for 2 rounds. And, of course, Stampede continues for 3 rounds. So,
see? They could have called this Rabies and Rat King, and this would have been great.
I don't want to fight a Rat King.
Exactly. No, no. One does.
So, you know what I used to down this little guy? Beasts.
A mousetrap.
We don't have a mousetrap pet. So I use beasts.
Dang, mousetrap pet.
So if there was a mousetrap pet, would it be engineering or would it be a beast?
Oh, it would be a mechanical.
Okay, that's what I meant, mechanical.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Tired and sick, folks. Tired and sick.
Tired and sick, we cut Ben a break. Okay. I used 3 foxes.
I used a Frostwolf pup and a fox and a warg.
I use 3 foxes because they're at the top of my list when I sort by type and alphabet.
That works.
Arctic fox and...
Arctic fox pup and Arctic actually, fox kid. Other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Nothing wrong with that.
That's my beast team. That's my default beast team is 3. They have howl. They have bite. It's awesome.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and see if there's any other pets out there that can help us fight Splint Jr. in Zone Spotlight.
Pet Zone Spotlight.
All right, so where are we going today, Ben, in this magical, wonderful World of Warcraft?
Well, we've done the 4 starter zones as well as Dalaran, so that means that there's only one place left, and that's Suramar.
What? What? No, we can't be done, Ben. There's so many places to go, things to see.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll get to them and see them when they're revealed to us later on.
Aww.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes. So Suramar has pets, just like every other zone does, and they can be obtained in different ways. So if you want to obtain all the pets through pet battle, that sounded weird, but I'm going with it anyway, you can get the Coastal Sandpiper, the Crystalline Broodling, the Thornclaw Broodling, and the Vicious Broodling.
Wow.
There's a lot of broodlings in there.
Yeah, very broodling. Very, very brooding area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're questing through the area, you can get the Lurking Owl Kitten from the quest You've Got to Be Kitten Me Right Meow, and the Untethered Wormling from the quest Balance to Spare.
Yep, if you're looking to go around and destroy and kill everything in the zone, make sure you keep a lookout for Annex, which drops Beenix, and, of course, the Fell Soul Inquisitor, which drops the Eye of Inquisition.
Very nice. And available through gold, the Extinguished Eye from First Arcanist Thalrissa. I'll never be able to say her name.
Thalrissa.
Oh, I can't get my mouth around the L-Y sound.
Thal.
Mm-hmm.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Ra.
No, see, they'd spell it more intelligently if that's how it was meant to be
Thalurissa.
Said.
Thalurissa.
See?
Thalurissa.
It's mushy. Okay, so it's... Go to her. You know the one. when you're revered with the Nightfallen for 500 gold plus faction discounts.
Yeah, so I think it's, what, 425? I was going to say,
I don't remember paying 500 gold.
It's like 425, I think. Something like that. And last but not least, available in the treasure chest in the Withered Army training scenario is the Leyline Broodling, so another broodling. And apparently there's a hotfix that has been in place so that the door... I honestly don't know what you're talking about with this hotfix, because I didn't have any issues because I didn't get super far.
So what happens is after you kill stupid Dro,
yeah,
the freaking jumper guy...
I haven't done that yet, but okay.
He drops a key.
Oh, okay.
And so, Laywalker drop.
Yeah.
That's it. So you kill him, he drops a key. You've got to have 10 living withered, and then you open his door.
Oh.
And then you kill a spider boss. And then after you kill a spider boss, a door is supposed to open. Now, that door does not always open.
Okay.
And this has been a problem because then you're just kind of stuck. So then you're just kind of stuck there and you're like, what? What am I supposed to do? And people have found workarounds and go-arounds and stuff, but I never managed to get them to work. So, yeah. Anyways, they did a hot fix so that now the door should open more often. I really liked the wording. More often
than not
when you defeat the spider boss.
Okay, works for me.
And that room's pretty tough. I went through and I killed all the little spider eggs that explode during the fight before I pulled the spider boss. But it turns out you can pull that spider boss into the hallway. That would be more intelligent than what I did.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I need to get better at wither training and get through there. So I'll see what I do.
That yes, made no sense to you. See what you do.
Yeah, gosh. This is not working too well for me. It's like I'm sick or something.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's move forward to team building, where you build teams with words and stuff.
Yay!
Team building.
My cheering was pretty lame compared to their cheering.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm going to be editing that in, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what words do we have this week?
This week's team building words are sensible chuckle. Hmm. Like the GIF.
I see. Like,
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that works. What are your words? Because I'm really curious. Or your words. What are your pets?
My words are sensible chuckle. My pets start with nuts. The squirrel.
Oh, nuts.
See, you just sensibly chuckled. I should win for that.
No.
And then we have Winter's little helper, who can get bonked by the nuts. And the sentient fetish, who looks like it'd be giggling a lot no matter what. So there we go. Also, the Winter's little helper can giggle. And nuts is probably a squirrel that giggles, so there's much giggling going around.
Okay.
Or chuckling.
Okay, okay, I see what you did there. I went slightly different.
Yes.
So, I started off looking at sensible, and what would be sensible when you're out and adventuring? But having a pet that also carries stuff, which, of course, would be Brightpaw. If you look, Brightpaw's got a little pack, he's carrying things and, you know, helping you out. It's a good cat like that. Next on the sensibility list is going to be Nathera's light, because you know what? Out in the world adventuring, it gets dark. Use Nathera's light to guide you in the darkness. And last but not least, for Chuckle, we've got Chuck. So it's my sensible chuckle. Because I call my Chuck Chuckle. And he's sensible. And
oh, face palm. So much face palm, Ben.
Yeah, someone likes it. Next episode, we have Fearful Shouting. That has so many different possibilities.
Exactly.
That's right. So let us know who you think wins this round, because it's very important, to give us points for something called Race to the Finish. I need to adjust the sound before I play. Okay, Race to the Finish.
Race to the Finish!
You know, at one point at one of the panels, they randomly played our song, Serpent Riders Hero, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm doing Battle Pets right now. So, anyways, okay. Here's the thing. Now that we actually finished Season 3 of Race to the Finish, we are working on Season 4. That's right. We started with an insanely lofty goal. The first one of us, non-Tony Stark all the pets for Raiding with Leashes 4 and get the Celestial Bunny gets 5 points. The second contest was the first one of us to actually get the Snowballed Runt from a drop and they get 5 points, but you know, I went ahead and actually won that before we even announced the contest.
Thank you, Muffinist, for pointing out what a rare drop that was.
Yep.
Because...
Yep. And I'd like to say that he's really cute, follows me around. So remember, keep sending in your points to either Eludra or myself and help one of us win Season 4 of Race to the Finish.
We even still have old contests running, like the archaeology crawling claw. Yes, we have them, but no, we didn't dig them up. They were gifts. We accepted. Still got the contest running. Yes. We promise this year will be the most action-packed, challenge-filled, cliffhanger-y Race to the Finish yet. For the crown cannot go to Ben. Or can it?
No, it can.
Nah. You help us decide as Ben and I fight tooth and nail. Claw and paw.
And if you'd like to help us out with that, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes, and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show.
And you can listen to me on other shows. I am also on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
Yes, and Ben is great, so you should listen to him more.
Aww.
Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and it's copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
And before we go, thank you everybody who stopped to say hi at BlizzCon while I was there. I really appreciate it and gave out much hugs. Hopefully you didn't get sick too.
Yep. Hey, Ben.
Are you sick?
No. But guess what?
What?
I got a t-shirt.
Bye, everybody.